The city of Tabar. The city of the lights. 5 years ago. Outside a grand coliseum, throngs of people drunkenly stumble out and excitedly chatter, discussing the fights they've seen. Meanwhile, behind the stadium, sitting in a large cage covered from head to toe in blood, sits a bugbear.
Aww. In a cage?
Mm-hmm.
He has to look scary.
Rob Dane, you were forced this fight to kill, which you've been trying to avoid doing for a while. As such, you're sitting there feeling remorse about it. Older gentleman, half-elf with graying hair, so probably several hundred years old at this point in his life, comes in and sits down next to you. He wears weathered plate mail, and around his neck dangles a metal circle with a cross in the center of it. He looks at you, Rotvain, and says, how you holding up, bud?
Yeah.
Use your words. We've talked about this.
I'm okay. Didn't want to kill.
I know you've been working on that. Hero of the people biz.
It's okay to kill the bad ones.
Yeah. He says, that's the bar for you. He says, people get what they want here. Often what they want ain't pretty. He says, still though, come a long way from your head ripper days.
Still a long, long way to go. But I'll get there.
He says, back when I had a god, he would always tell me to protect those that can't protect themselves. He says, what you did for the Greens, says our new recruits. He says, at least they will live on the fight another day. That's because of you.
I do what I can.
He says, any idea what we're off to next? I haven't heard.
They don't tell me much, or I don't remember much. One or the other.
Yeah, feel ya. At this point, you guys are sitting there. He pulls out a flask from under his armor, takes a big draft of it, hands it to you.
I finish it. That Do I burn his name?
Yeah, it's Tivian.
Okay.
It burns as it goes down. He says, I don't know. He says, I had a dream that you got out of here. He says, those used to mean something, you know.
Dreams?
Yeah, those things that happen when you close your eyes at night.
Ah, yes.
You're a strange man, Rotvain, but wouldn't want anyone else standing next to me in the pit. At this point, an incredibly garishly dressed woman comes over. She's got fur herself, patches on her face, long hair that's colored bright colors. Looks like it's been dyed many times. Currently, it's mostly blue, but hints of other colors in there. And she comes over straight to your cage and says, that was quite the show you put on tonight.
Does she smell good?
She smells like faraway spices.
I like how you smell.
Thank you.
Creeper.
I think I bathed recently. Maybe I didn't. Maybe, anyway. She says, you killed nearly every component you went up against, and in some others you weren't fighting. She says, however, you seemed real reluctant to do so.
I didn't want to rage, but I had to. In order to protect who I was with.
She looks at the cage. She says, is this where they keep you?
Sometimes. Most of the time.
She says, well, let me introduce myself. She says, my name is Priya Ortan. She says, those men you killed tonight belong to me. She says, well, when I say belong, I meant they were under my employ. She says, it seems I'm without a mercenary troop. She says, what would you do if these cages, the cage wasn't here?
What are the options?
Whatever you like.
I don't know what that means. I've been in cages forever.
She says, well, how would you like to figure that out outside of the cage?
But I bet you know why the cage bird sings.
I would like to see the world. More of it. Who do I have to kill?
No one, actually. I heard the person that previously owned you, which is such a disgusting concept, has sold you to me. And she says, and I don't believe in owning people. So you're free to do what you want. She says, however, if you're interested, while you figure out what you want to do with your life, you can come work for me, putting together a new company. One where you won't have to kill unless you want to.
Ooh. Well, I have a place to sleep. Sleep is very important for bugbears.
Yeah, your room and board will be fully compensated. You'll additionally make a wage every week.
I'm in.
Tivian smiles and pats you on the back. He says, see, I told you, buddy. Had a dream about this last night. She looks at him. She says, unfortunately, all I could afford was your big blood-soaked friend here. He says, don't worry about me. He says, cleric of a god don't exist no more. This is fine by me.
So is he also a slave?
She says, well, welcome to Glen.
Glen. I like it. And Tibby and I will buy you one day.
Aww. 5 years later, the present. It is the first day, actually it's mid-spring day, the first day of spring, or the middle day of spring, I guess, and day of a huge celebration in Rakad, the city of 1,000 ships.
How do you spell it?
R-A-K-A-D.
You have a map list.
The gorgeous ladies and androgynous folk and man of gladiation and mercenarying. Double glam, as it were.
Yeah, double glam!
I feel like Priya was like, heard that discussion happening and was like, never mind.
Has its own little compound on the southern edge of town. It's essentially a big co-op house. Everybody that works for the troop gets their own private room. There's a big garden for people to mess around in. And there's also a training field, which you guys do your exercises in between fights. You guys are, in theory, a traveling troop. Though you actually haven't done any traveling in the last 4 years. You've been primarily doing exhibition matches here in Rakad, as Priya has been kind of rebuilding this company to its full traveling strength. Rotvane, over the last 5 years, you've seen lots of interested applicants come and lots of interested applicants go. The ones that don't cut the mustard usually don't last long. However, you've picked up four other regulars that have been with the troop for at least a year or longer. And recently, you've picked up a new person and his dog. Talit, you've been spending the last month getting acquainted with Makad. You're a new transplant here, I'm guessing. I still don't know anything about where you come from.
Well,
it's a mystery even to me.
I have a feeling it's a mystery even to Telly, but...
Excellent.
Sarah, do you need water?
I might go get some water.
When you auditioned, not only are you a capable tracker and fighter, but once you popped your wings out, Priya's like, you have the job.
Pretty. pretty.
So, describe your wings to us. I mean, how do they look like in your mind's eye?
They have a long wingspan. They're very pretty. Reach almost to the ground, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
And they form a nice parabolic shape, as I spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
What color?
They're a little bit
feathery,
white.
Well, they're made of energy.
So they look feathery.
They look feathery, but they're not actually corporeal.
And a little bit glittery, I think.
Nice.
Why not?
Yeah.
She's like, put fuck yes on this application. And he comes with a puppy. That's amazing.
That is nice. Ben is a very nice dog.
So, Tilly, why don't you go and describe yourself? What do you look like as you come up and join this troop? Like, describe your physical appearance for everybody.
I think 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, handsome.
Yes.
that is not for me to judge, of course. I have a very nice dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's that to be said.
What kind of hair do you have? Is it long, short?
Longish.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long.
Mm-hmm.
Reaches, I think, about 2 inches, 3 inches behind my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. What colors?
I would say golden.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have beaks?
No, he's like half human, half angel, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of, yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
Yes, that's the important question.
Yeah, that's the most important question.
I think a golden retriever kind of a dog.
Yeah.
I'm going between golden retriever and Irish wolfhound, like a really tall, shaggy dog.
Mm-hmm. Irish wolfhound. I could totally ride it like a horse.
That's a good point, yeah. Irish wolfhound.
Well, and to be fair, you can get yourself a riding horse, just so you know.
Or a riding dog.
Riding dog, I'm in. And you can choose whatever you want.
Okay. Cheaper. I think the decision is made for me. An Irish wolfhound, very hairy, sheds a lot, and a lazy bugger.
Yep.
But that's okay with me.
Great.
Blue eyes.
Wow. You notice he spent more description on the dog than on his character.
Did not go unnoticed.
which is the way.
Also not unexpected.
So Priya's like, well, Tilly, why don't you, am I pronouncing it correct, she says?
It's Tilly, but you can call me Tel.
Tell?
Everyone else calls me Tel.
Tel? Well, Tel. Welcome. Ian, was that your name? Ian?
Ian? Yeah.
Ian. She says you are a good pup. She says, we don't actually have any pups here, so we'll have to get some for you. She
I point at it.
She says, why don't I take you around and introduce you to all of the crew? So, by the way, Priya, who you all know at this point, is an older furball. Is the name of the species?
Yeah.
Mm. They're kind of tall, furry creatures with kind of like long pointed ears, kind of like fat, squished faces. She's got fur all over her body, but she also has like hair on the top of her head. And the color of her hair changes based on the day, mood, season. You get the idea that she magically colors it frequently based on her outfit, whatever. She dresses always extravagantly, and is her personality in one word could be described as extra.
Okay.
and she is both the leader and benefactor of this group, as far as you can tell. So, why don't you come on into the compound, we'll get you set up with the room, and we'll introduce you to all of our other main level combatants.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
So, she walks you in. Margaret, where are you at in the compound?
I am chilling somewhere in like a common hangout space, mm-hmm. picking at my fiddle.
Okay.
And, all right.
So she takes you in. She says, "This here is our lounge. It's a place for you to hang out outside of your room."
Mm-hmm.
She says, "It's got some bookshelves. Not enough books, but we'll work on that."
Mm-hmm.
There's a big fireplace, she says, for those damp winter nights, so it never gets too cold here in Rakkad.
I simply know.
Mm-hmm. And she says, "And this here is Margaret's Stumbleduck."
I got a little tune. Hey!
Practice makes perfect, Margaret. Keep at it.
I am pretty great, aren't I?
She's yes. She says, "Oh, Margaret, why don't you go and describe what you look like?"
I am a small gnome. Well, I'm a tall gnome.
Tall for a gnome.
I'm tall for a gnome. I am. Have stuff. Potentially drunk. I'm high on life, my friend. I am like 4 feet tall, which means I am a giant. I was clearly too cool to stay home. So I
lots of jokes growing up about how the mailman was a dwarf.
I also like to dress in bright colors. And I won't admit that I think Priya's hair is fucking awesome, but it is. So my hair is kind of like a hodgepodge of every bright color you can find. Like, I've got a lot of weapons on my person, but I'm more interested in my fiddle right now.
And so she says, "Margaret, this is Tell, as he's like to be known."
Fresh meat! Yes? What's your weapon? What do you do? I got my short swords out. You don't even know where they came from.
Okay. I think I spread out my wings, do a formal bow, and say, "Please to make your acquaintance, Mrs. Stumble." Not Mrs. Miss Stumble. Is it?
Miss is fine.
Okay. Please to make your acquaintance, Gillen, Miss.
Yeah. So, you actually fight or you just look pretty?
Well, if the right occasion comes, I can fight sometimes.
You know, this is a fighting troop, right? I mean, I know I'm like kicking ass on my fiddle over here, but we fight. You fight, yo?
Oh, he fights.
He does.
Oh, yes.
Alright, you vet him, he's cool.
You have my word, I saw his moves, he...
Oh, you saw his moves, Priya.
not yet, but I hope to soon.
Oh, let me know.
She says, but yes, he is, he definitely one of our more promising applicants we've had in a while, since Deku came on, anyway.
Yeah, I know, it's hard to live up to me, so I feel ya. It's hard to get good people.
I walk in the door and I say, "Oh, is your name Deku now?"
Oh, yes, this is, what wonderful timing, Deku.
I'm just saying, you're the only worthy candidate to come after me. It's a hard standard to live up to.
I
mean, how do you reply to that?
She says, this is Deku. And Deku, why don't you go and describe what you look like?
So I am a turtle person. Essentially, this picture makes me look really mean, so I want you to look at this picture, minus the crotch skull and the chicken. neither of those are part of my actual wardrobe. No crotch skull, no chicken.
One day I will get you to wear that crotch skull. It is good theater.
I know. You know,
I feel like I come in with it, and I hand it to her. I'm like, I'm really not wearing this. Just, no. No. No matter how many times you leave it in my room, I'm not wearing it.
I'm going to start leaving it with gold pieces. Maybe that'll change your mind.
I'll take the gold, and I'll give you back this goddamn crush
card. She throws it in her bag of theatrical holding.
Also, the chicken, I released it back to the garden again. I'm not wearing the chicken.
That chicken gets around. So she looks like this turtle person. And what else? Like, what are you wearing? Like, what's your style?
I'm a monk, so I've got, like, I don't really need anything on my top because... I just have, like, shell pieces in the front and my big shell on the back. So I imagine I've got, like, fighter's pants on. Mm-hmm. I'm agendered, so like people ask me what my preferred pronoun is, and I'm like, oh right, you people. Mm. She is fine. Because I don't.
Cloacas for life.
No, well, you're topless then. You're topless then.
She's pretty much, but I don't have boots.
Shell bra.
Yeah. It's flat, so. My actual body you can't see because of my shell.
And as a lesson in judging books by their cover, she says, you know, turtles, the creatures are quite slow, but Deku can run laps around almost anybody here.
That sounds impressive. Pleased to make your acquaintance, miss. Or is it?
This is Deku.
Deku. Hmm? And Tell.
Nice to meet you.
Dude, you gotta lose it out.
It's his first day. Give it a month.
You have to be...
We'll break in, newbie. Except it's more like probably his thigh.
Yeah, give it a couple of years.
That was the best review response.
Rob Van, where are you?
I think I'm probably outside, mm-hmm. sleeping against a tree.
Alright. So she leads you from the study, she leads you out to the... so you came from the fighting fields, and the study is kind of adjacent to that. She takes you kind of out through some other doors, and you kind of walk through a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And leaning against the tree is this large furry creature. As a ranger, you recognize him immediately as a bugbear.
Mm-hmm.
She says, this is Rotvane. Let's see if we can rouse him.
I have a question, because yes. I want to be an asshole. Mm-hmm. How would Rotvane respond to someone play fighting with him? Badly? Is that not a thing that your character would do?
He knows play.
Suddenly, from behind you, you hear, Rodbay! And Deku runs at her full movement speed. Uh-huh. Just goes poof, past you. And because bugbears are huge, right?
Yeah,
seven
feet tall.
How much do you weigh?
350.
Okay, so I weigh more than you. So I'm a tortoise.
But he's also got like a 20 strength.
Yeah, but I jump right next to you and land both of my feet right next to your head after screaming your name. And then I kind of tumble and roll you into a fighting.
Yeah, and then I would continue to play fight like puppies.
So bugbears are basically related to goblins, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're much, much bigger and furrier. And so as she says, this is Rotvane, you hear that from behind you. You see this blur go by you as this turtle moving faster than you ever could have imagined. Because just looking at her, you think... You get the idea of slowness just because your mind mentally fills in the turtle picture.
Uh-huh.
But she just, like, whoosh, and then just leaps into the air, and then just like Calvin and Hobbes rolls with this bugbear.
Can we make that the signature image of this campaign, please?
Pretty much. And after a moment, she's like, break it up, you two. I need to introduce Rodvang to Tell here.
So I pop up. Somebody had to wake him up.
Rodvane, you come over here for a second.
All right, walk over.
Oh, she's like, hold on. She kind of picks something up your back and throws it back to you. She goes, one of your shell pieces fell off. You kind of shed them.
They don't, do they? It's a shell.
You dropped this, whatever it is. She says, Rodvane, meet our newest recruit, Del.
Rodvane's my pillow.
So describe...
My pillow.
Are you holding the tree?
The pillow.
No, I have a pillow. It is my special pillow. Its name is Piglet.
So, Rodney, why don't you describe your appearance more than I've already done?
7 feet tall, very furry, tons of sharp teeth, and I have kind of like downward pointed floppy ears, a lot of scars. Most of the time I just wear like a tiny loincloth, but I have a special gladiator costume.
Question. At this point... of us being together, is Rodvane cool with Margaret, like, climbing up him to, like, sit on your shoulder and chat?
Yeah, no.
Okay, because at this point, I come out,
I'm
scale
like a
you
friendly
up.
Dog.
sit down on your shoulder and say, hey, you introduce him to Piglet?
My Piglet.
You need to make sure he knows that.
Do you shed feathers?
Your wings are still out at this point,
yeah.
So it's not...
Not that I'm aware of. But my companion here...
Also, by the way, while his wings are up, his eyes are glowing like bright.
Yeah.
It's a little discomforting because he's just standing there talking to you guys and there's like light.
Yeah, I'm trying to stand as tall as possible. I'm still a foot shorter than you.
I'm smelling him.
Do you
and
see,
the wings.
Do you see how he's looking at Piglet? Do you see that, Rothane?
What's your fucking name again?
Margaret!
Okay, I introduce myself. I have a very stiff bow.
It's the dog there.
Pleased to meet you. And then I point to my dog.
As soon as I see the dog, I start ignoring you, and I walk around the dog sniffing his butt.
Okay. I said, this is Ian.
But with the dog,
he sheds too.
The dog sits very still, like even as you're sniffing around him. He's waiting for whatever, he's waiting for your command. Like, so.
I say, go meet Piglet.
The dog kind of sniffs up at you.
Can I
yeah.
talk to the dog? Is this all?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I basically just lie down on the ground next to the dog.
And she's very dog. She says, Rothane has been with the company longer than anybody else. Aside from me, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Very good with animals.
I can see that.
Though she kind of looks at the dog and looks at you for a second. And she says, now this is his dog.
Yes. Just the same as that is your piglet. Yes. This is my dog. This, so we know.
Is this one going to last?
I think so. I think so. And she says, and he is an incredibly fearsome fighter, as you might surmise, but is actually a really wonderful, loving, nice person.
I can see that from the way Ian looks at him.
I feel it's important to stress this to people when they come on.
Yeah, the ones That's who fine. Decide the bugbear needs to die, they don't actually get to leave.
Yeah, he's ours, and I casually lean against him like he's a tree.
I mean, you're standing on his shoulder, so you're just like leaning against him.
I feel like you're standing on his shoulder, and you've got your head.
I think I like jump down when he starts circling the dog.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fair. That's fair.
Fair enough. I think I like Rockland because my dog likes him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you said you were going to be a bugbear, I was like, oh, this character. We'll see. But the tumble roll, the Calvin and Hobbes roll, sold it for me.
All right. She says, well, do you mind if he plays with Ian for a bit while I introduce you to the other two
Not
neighbors?
At all. Ian, be gentle with him.
Ian, kick his ass.
I can't. I'd love to, but... But Tally, he says I have to be gentle.
Tally doesn't have to know.
I always know.
He always knows.
Wait, can you talk to your dog?
Of course I can.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, technically, no.
No, yeah, no, actually, I think the Beastmaster is, I think he might be able to.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Whoa, you can talk to animals. Can you juggle, too? Do you play any instruments? Dude, I'm starting to
All right,
band.
And so you'll have plenty of time for these questions in the months and years to come. So let's not overwhelm him at first day. We want him to stay.
You want him for yourself. Go on, you two.
All right. Panic, where are you at?
I have... I think I was roosting in the tree when the Calvin and Hobbes thing bumped into it. And so I kind of hop down and shed a feather and then I pick it up really fast because Rotbane likes to steal my feathers.
Oh, okay.
But I am a bird person. I am all black feathers with a slight sheen. But it is not clear what sex I may be, and I act and sound as whatever it is that I've last been imitating. So it's basically when I'm acting like a masculine figure, then people use male pronouns and vice versa, but it just doesn't really matter. I'm not very good at imitating people, but it's, they're going to have a fun time trying
to. It's a challenging character, but it's exciting. It's fun. So.
I can only imitate what I've heard. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking that to mean pretty broadly, so I'm going to feel like any songs or famous movie quotes from our world are fair game.
Actually, marching songs are all Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
100% can.
I wish books on tape existed in this universe. I imagine this would panic does all the time.
Well, basically, I travel around because I want to hear all of the good songs and, battle bits and such. So
my repertoire is much more towards the, like, Braveheart, freedom! Fight Song is my last name for a reason. Right.
So I need to know, and maybe we need to roll, because, just to verify, who's going to be the one who yells ridiculous things at Panic?
Mm. Oh, I'm planning to try different accents. I'm going to have to try every accent that Alicia can manage while talking to Panic.
Just to be fair, I don't have to imitate you. I get to pick and choose.
But it's going
to
be fun to try.
Yeah, it's funnier. Yeah.
So as she's getting ready to turn away, she actually says, oh, wait. And she says, Panic, could you put your hood down for a second? Suddenly, kind of like standing there, well, apparently the whole time you didn't realize it, but once the hood comes down, like the cloak kind of turns from like a tree slash grass slash sky color to back into a sort of just greenish color, is standing the bird that was just described.
Mm-hmm. Do I know that she's a kinku bird?
You've heard of kinku, yes.
So I know the concept of...
Never met one before, but you kind of get the idea of what they are.
Okay.
She says, tell this is a Panic Fight Song, as we know her. Or, I think it's still her today, yes?
Ooh, pretty!
I know, right?
I look at Kinku and say, pleased to make your acquaintance. I see we both have feathers.
Not food.
Not food indeed.
At this point, you put your wings shimmer out of existence.
All right. And I give her a thumb down.
What's that?
I bow to her.
I spread my wings and bow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stand up, I take a little sneaky step toward Piglet.
I'm off playing with the dog. We're running around.
I look at the
She says, Panic, you found anything shiny today?
Find anything what?
Shiny.
Ah.
Put fuck yeah on this application.
God damn it! You know what? Every fucking time you get to imitate him is going to be the best thing ever. That is your challenge in this character. Anytime you can take what he said earlier in the campaign and repeat it back to him. God damn, that's great.
It's amazing.
I love it! We've just unlocked the perfect setting on this character.
She laughs and says, can I see? It's yours, I'm not going to take it. I just want to see what you found today.
You were a good pup.
Oh, what is it you're showing her?
There is like a bent, half broken like belt buckle mm-hmm. with little bits of rust on it. There's like a shiny piece of like wrapping paper mm-hmm. or something, like maybe a little tiny bit mm-hmm. of ribbon that came off of someone, and a platinum piece that you have no fucking idea where I got it from. You're pretty sure it was not obtained legally.
She says, that's a Tabar platinum piece. Where did you get that?
My piglet.
Okay, you keep your secrets.
Oh, you need to keep your name out of my business, eh?
That's never going to work. We've been through this. But I appreciate your tenacity. That's why we keep you on here. That and the deadly with the swords thing.
I look at
the music you're working on, yes.
I look at Panic and say, please do make the acquaintance. I am sometimes tense to chase bird-like creatures. Just say no to him, and he will keep away. If he tries to mate with you...
Wait, what?
Well, he's a very liberal tendency.
If he tries to mate with you, just say stop.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
Well, that is a can of worms I'm not interested in opening in this discussion. It's just let's go find our Akra. So, Akra, where are you at?
I'm just kind of wandering around, and I've got some glass balls that I'm just kind of juggling and practicing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Glass balls?
Yeah, that I blew myself, like, because I
There's no way we couldn't laugh at that.
beautiful. It wasn't meant to not be funny.
Alright, so she leads you back in the house. She kind of takes upstairs, kind of peeks in some rooms, and then heads up to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's got like a flat roof. The building itself is kind of made out of like a stucco. And up there on the roof, throwing balls in the air, you see Akra. Why don't you go ahead and describe yourself?
So Akra is a golden dragonborn. So her skin is golden. She has kind of like a white shock of hair. I mean, as much as dragons have hair, it's more like those little like things you see on like iguanas.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh yeah.
Things you see
on iguanas. And black eyes. She's kind of slight for a dragonborn. Like, you're used to seeing them be a little bit more beefy. She's not too thin, but she's definitely thinner than maybe some dragonborns you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you notice that she's going to start doing, like, cartwheels while juggling, you're like, oh, agile.
Oh, nice.
She says, Akra has been here longer than anybody but Rockfin. And often takes the center stage at our performances. Quite the multi-talented dragonborn.
Yeah, see, she's very good at handling both.
The best. And I start kind of like doing little acrobatic moves around him. Like, hey, can you do this? How good are you at juggling? What else can you do? I can probably do it better.
So as I haven't
rested enough to spread my wings again?
No.
This was the perfect song.
You blew it too early!
Yeah.
And she's actually, like, walking on her hands and juggling with her feet as she asks you this. Akra, could you flip back up for a sec? You're very good. We know this.
Well, thank you for noticing. And I jump back up, and I don't miss a beat, and continue to juggle.
She says, Akra, this is Tel. And she points down. She says, that's his dog down there.
Oh, hey.
That feels good.
That
feels good, the fan.
Oh,
good. My legsies are feeling.
There's also one next to you that was plugged in. The bigger one works. The smaller, that one doesn't. That one's broken. Oh.
The one behind you?
Apologies, audience, while we deal with some technical heat issues.
Just then, Akra takes out her horn and starts playing a little ditty and juggling with one hand.
I feel like I should have an instrument too. I definitely don't.
Yeah, everyone has been pressuring you for a year to get one. You've been resisting so far. She says, anyway, Tells, you missed the wings earlier. He's got magical wings and is quite good at tracking things, which is good for our mercenary work, and is quite good at killing things, which is good for both our lines of work.
And I'm a horny dog.
And she says,
which is not good for very many things. But there it is.
Did you say hunting dog or horny dog?
Horny dog.
Oh, horny dog.
Enhanced too, but...
She says your dog will fit in very well with the likes of everyone in this group. Don't worry about that. She says, Akra, why don't you give a little demonstration of your martial arts ability?
Oh, shall I? Take some... She stops juggling the balls and she puts them into like a little sack that she's got. And all of a sudden she starts pulling out these kind of kung fu martial arts moves. All of a sudden she pulls out a dart and she throws it across the roof at a target you didn't even see was there. And it gets them right between the eyes.
There's actually just like a little like a glass bottle. Like essentially like a soda bottle just goes tink and just was flying off the side of the roof.
So, there's that, and then, let's see, the short sword.
You get your short swords.
And then she pulls out, is it two short swords or just one?
I think it's just the one for you.
So, she has the short sword, And
as she pulls it out, it actually starts glowing with like a faint magical energy.
Ooh.
And what color is the glow in it?
I'm thinking like a blue, like a light blue.
So just as there's this sort of faint blue aura about it, and she pulls it out. And as she swings it around, it leaves little trails in the air.
Chemtrails.
And then she kind of just cartwheels over to a sheet that was hanging on a line, and she cuts it up like a paper snowflake. Mm-hmm. And then she does like a little flip, and then she goes, ta-da!
And as you do that, Priya looks at you, winks, and just pushes her off the roof.
Hey!
3 stories down, she tumbles. But then she just, because of your monk slow fall ability, you look down, like, and you think she should have hit, and she's still falling, and being like, fuck you! And then she kind of lands gently on the ground, and...
I nod at her. That is impressive.
No respect at all.
You get paid the second most among us. That's how I show my respect.
Fuck you!
I'll remember this on your quarterly review.
Did she push you off the roof again?
Yeah.
Rude.
But my balls are still in one piece.
I turned to Priya and said, well, if I have a weekend free, I'll try and learn this trick.
She says, from what I can gather, it took many years of learning magical and arcane arts for her to do that. I would not recommend throwing yourself off the roof.
We'll see. I do have wings.
That is a very
I might be able to land slightly differently.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
About once a day, at least.
And she pushes you off the roof. Roll me an acrobatics check.
All right.
That's how you keep him employed. You fucking kill him.
You can't handle a simple roof fall.
It doesn't deserve to be
no under. Place.
No, all right. What is an acrobatics check?
It's a d20.
It's a d20.
And then you add your acrobatic skill, which is on your sheet.
And yum. I'm at bugbear. I'm not.
Remember how 10 minutes ago Alicia was concerned we couldn't act like we knew each other?
Alright.
I think this works.
Where is the acrobatics and dexterity? I have a +4 in acrobatics.
Yes.
Nice!
So roll that.
So I have a 9 + 4, 13.
13? You take 3 points of falling damage.
But you know what? You could, just pretend it didn't happen.
Just, where do I? Where off. Do I did?
So you just type a 3 into that box there,
and
then type in David.
Assume this is not a graceful landing.
No
damage.
Okay,
you land like right on your hip.
I'm going to.
And she's like, "Oh fuck!" She says, "I thought your wings would save you."
As soon as I realize he's not hurt. I crack up laughing, like double over comically, over the top laughing.
I feel like you and I probably both look at each other and go,
rude!
We're both moms.
I hop over to where Tel is lying on the ground, and I cast Healing Word, and I say loud enough, projecting for them to hear him, ooh, you saw his moves.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I'm at 30.
And so she actually clicks her heels.
Okay.
And then just slowly and gently flies down from the roof.
Okay. What does that mean?
She has magical boots flying.
Okay.
And then she clicks them when she gets back down. She says, I'm so sorry about that. It's kind of, I saw the wings. It was just, it's an in the moment thing. I promise you, I'll never push you off a roof again. Unless it's really funny and it won't hurt you too bad.
And Ankara walks by and she goes, yeah, you are sorry.
Well, the next time I'll drag you along.
Oh, you're gonna take a tumble together.
Stumble duck.
That's my name. Anyway,
I would have you explain that to me, but I don't have the time or patience.
You know, I've been working on the proper stage name for when my musical career takes off. I'm still working on it. Inspirational hit me.
You still have plenty of time to figure that out. Don't worry.
I wrote a new song just today.
Oh, ugh, ugh, that's none of your business, eh?
Hey, how about I get my final ad before for you? You want to hear this? Alright, so y'all know I'm
you
from Havana.
Hey,
I am going to fucking sing this song and she'll be all like, wow, I take it back. So y'all know I'm from Havana, right? Don't cry for me, Averna. The truth is I'll never return.
Take
all through my merc days, my mad adventures.
Oh,
you're super boring.
You're a little shame
you can
down
suck
on
it.
That's a song.
Yeah.
I have a slow
Thank you.
The shade goes up. Don't encourage it.
Jealousy all,
right.
all around me.
Sorry.
Was someone being murdered?
You missed it. Do I need to sing it again?
No.
Don't cry. I've been waiting for someone to tackle me. Don't cry for me.
Akra takes one of her glass balls out of her pouch and throws it at her.
Which I feel like starts a melee practice session.
She's actually like, this is a great start to this because I was actually going to have the three pair off in the 3-on-3 for our first training.
Are we paying attention to Priya at all?
I was
going to
say,
like,
I think it's a Calvin Hobbes ball again.
Just a...
You guys have segued perfectly into my next planned part of this session.
We're
so
for the record, Alicia was pretty proud of that, those lyrics.
Yeah. No, that was great.
That was delightful.
Out of character, that was great, Alicia.
That was delightful.
This is much more fun than I was worried about, guys.
I'm worried that we're going to have to drink every session to keep it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know this card.
I'm
oh, yeah.
Sitting there.
Hey, Raviv, could you hit... There's a pause button.
The play pause button?
Yeah. All right, so we get the little battle map set up here. Supreme's going to step back and says, yes, I was hoping to arrange a free-for-all, but you guys have already kind of... Started yourself, so everybody roll for initiative.
You stop it.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Lead vendor, then. 15, okay.
Oh, you can't get a baby.
Plus your initiative.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I have to
you
go back.
You actually didn't stay here. Oh, maybe you do.
The top center.
Plus four. Intelligent, blah,
initiative,
blah, blah,
right?
Blah,
yes.
Plus four. Okay.
19. For
Dal.
What'd you get?
A modified 20.
20 for Margaret.
Huh?
20 as well?
Dirty 20.
What's your dexterity?
Plus 3.
It's yours?
plus 1.
Mm-hmm. Ratbane?
16. After the initiative.
Mm-hmm. Panic?
21. Nice.
And
19.
Holy moly, what's
yeah,
your
yeah,
that's,
good
that's,
rolls for
yeah.
fighting each other.
What's your dexterity modifier?
Plus 3.
We're
plus 3, what's yours?
Plus 4.
Plus 4? Right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think I chose dexterity and something else as the top of,
yeah.
of the law.
Alright, so, we're going to say that you guys just use your normal stats. We're going to say that even though you're using the stats for the swords and stuff, it's going to be not real damage.
Okay.
So, but just to keep track of damage, this is just a practice fight that you use to your characters and, you know, all that stuff. So, feel free to go all out.
Are we going to fight a different, like a real fight later today?
No.
We want to save our one-time use.
Don't save anything.
Okay.
Okay.
You said this was 3-on-3?
She was saying 3-on-3, then it very quickly evolved, and so she's like, no, just it's a free-for-all. Yes, this is what I wanted.
Smash!
Just fucking pound on each other.
Yep.
I have a question. Under unarmed strike, under damage, it just says 3. So if I hit someone, I only do 3 damage?
Let's see what you're saying. Let's see. Actions. Unarmed strike? Yeah, if you punch somebody without... using your weapons. So just use your weapons for this. But if you punch somebody without using your weapons, yeah, it just does 3 damage. There's no wrong.
Okay.
Because a fist normally does 1 point. So.
Okay.
Unless you have, like, a special martial arts monk thing. Unarmed strike. All right, so Panic, you'll start us off with this little battle royale.
Okay. Trying to think.
Who started this? Who started this? She did? Okay. And how do you spell your name?
A-K-R-A.
Akra?
Akra. I mean, to be fair, she's the one that threw the first stone.
No, we're all in it, but I just, for my notes, I want to flavor it with Akra threw herself at you, right?
Yeah.
And then we all just Calvin Hobbs did.
Well, technically she threw something at me.
One of her balls that she blew herself.
That's right.
Alrighty. Can a phantasmal force include, like, can it move, or is it just a thing?
What spell are you looking at?
Phantasmal force.
Let me take a look at that with you. I need to reload your sheet, because you picked spells after I loaded this. Bum, 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 bum. Phantasmal force. Craft an illusion. Yeah, it can deal damage. So if the creature fails, it actually you can make it deal like up to a d6 psychic damage per turn on your rounds.
Okay.
But it can't actually move anything in real life. But yeah. It can make them perceive that things are moving.
Okay. I am going to cast Phantasmal Force in order to create an illusion that Akra just fucking split Piglet in twain.
Oh!
Rotvane, roll me intelligence saving throw.
Oh, no!
Don't even need to bother.
You might roll a 20.
That's true.
Is it your intelligence
is a -4? So 16 minus 3.
13. The DC was 14.
So, oh, no!
So you almost had it.
You almost got it.
But you look over and you see Akra just rip your pillow up. And then she kind of like teleports like a few feet to where she's actually standing.
Nice. That's what you see.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She does weird shit like that all the time. Alright, anything else you want to do on your turn? You want to move or anything?
I will put
because you are standing immediately between Akra and...
Yeah. I would like to flip up my hood and kind of right back there.
Is that a tree or a bush?
That's a tree. That's the tree you're attacking against. Oh, by the way, these green things over here are plants in the garden. They're cover. They provide cover. They are difficult terrain, so if you... Something you can use. The rest of it's just grassy field. Deku.
Oh. So that phantasmal force was directed at Rob Dane.
Yeah,
right?
none of you see it.
Okay.
It's in his mind.
You just maybe see him get a little bit more of extra piss.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll track the new guy.
See what he's got.
Well, no, I actually have to take an action, I think, to get out of my shell. I was hiding from the singing. So I have to take an action to get out of it, right? Oh, as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. So, okay, so I'll use my bonus action to get out of my shell, and then I laugh at the fact that Akra just threw something at Margaret, and I'll laugh maniacally, and punch the new guy with an unarmed strike.
All right, so you want to move?
It's the null looking one.
Yeah. The big one there. Yeah. Where's the new guy at?
And he's the one with the bow.
Okay, yeah, move me over next to him.
Yeah, you can make it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. He's all the way over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a problem for your 40-foot movement speed.
Yeah. Not at all. I appear next to you.
So, Tell, you see just this... out of nowhere, the turtle just, like, is next to you.
Damn it! I miss! I assume that a 9 does not hit.
No.
Yeah.
So, and she throws a good-natured punch at you.
I whiff at you.
You're able to duck around. Puts up Margaret's
Oh, I have two actions.
Oh, yeah, you get to make two attacks. Yeah.
I make a second one. Ah, that one's better. It's 20.
That will hit.
And so unarmed strike is 1d6 plus 3.
So the first one you see coming, you're like, ha-ha! And suddenly you feel one, like, down, like, up in your...
Ah! Ooh! Sorry, bro. So that's 9.
So take 9 points of damage?
Yeah.
Alright.
And you just, like, cough, like, oh! We're not expecting it to be that
so
quick.
So I already lost 3 and now 9, right?
I step up next to you and go, hey! Boom!
All right, Margaret, you're up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to. This is Akra, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go running at Akra, climb up her, launch myself off of her onto Telly, and like land on his chest, grab him, and punch him in the throat.
All right.
You're not going to attack Akra? She just threw something at you.
New guy.
Roll me an acrobatics check. We'll see how cool you look doing this.
Do I have acrobatics? Oh, I do. Sweet. 14?
That's good enough.
Okay.
So you move up your 5 squares.
Rah, rah, rah. Climb, climb, climb. Launch! And just land and punch you in the throat.
Yeah, roll an attack.
Poor new guy.
That's the
to be fair, this is also kind of what happens to every new person that joins the troop.
19, right?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Plus my
hit.
Okay.
I feel like you started it back whenever whoever joined after you, and then just since then we just all believe that's what happens. Even though Rotdane just goes, okay, fun.
So now you have an angry gnome clinging to the front of you.
Right. Did you deal your damage?
3. I mean, it's just I punched him.
Oh no, use your weapon damage.
Oh, well, my hand axe, my longbow, or my short sword?
Hand axe. Or long, short, whichever one you want to be using.
Okay. 8.
So, we're going to say that you're using your... I just want you guys to get used to using your things. Yeah, so. We're going to say this is all play fighting, but just...
So I get eight damage?
Yeah. Right. It, also, so this doesn't take forever, as we each deal 3 points every... All right.
Yep.
Tal, you've just been blitzed. Good news, it's your turn.
Okay. So, just to confirm, I can do 2 swords and an extra sword.
Oh, yep. I had a bonus action.
You have what?
I had a bonus action.
Oh, yeah, what do you do for your bonus action?
I'm gonna climb around so I'm, like, sitting on his shoulders instead of in his face.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like hitting him in the head would be horrible, but I guess I'm gonna.
You just like punching him, kicking him in the back. We'll say.
Okay.
So roll me another attack. Yes, sir. You get 2 attacks every time. This isn't even a bonus action. It's a you have extra attacks. So you get 2 attacks every time you attack.
Okay, and I don't have to roll.
You do have to roll for both of them.
Okay. 21.
Damn.
And 5.
Right. So and then for another 5.
And since you're a 2-weapon fighter, you can now use your bonus action to hit him with your offhand weapon.
Okay.
So do I take another 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, do I roll for the action again?
Yep.
Okay. We always roll to hit.
Oh, what is that, 8?
That'll miss.
Okay.
How many hit points do you have left?
I have 10 hit points left out of 35.
I didn't actually intend for everyone to just gang
up. No, it's all right.
It's what happens. But tell us, your turn to show what you got. So, yes.
Okay. Just to get myself clear, I have 2 swords and an extra sword.
So, yeah, you
or I can
sword,
use
sword,
my,
sword, sword.
Or I can use my dog and, and a sword.
Is yeah, dog, right? Sword, and sword.
I think I'll do the dog sword and sword.
All right. So for free, you can tell your dog to move.
Okay.
That's free.
I'll ask my dog to move towards them.
Okay. So move him. You can move him 8 squares.
Okay.
Your dog has a ridiculously good movement speed also.
8, okay.
Perfect.
Who's that?
That is Deku.
Okay. So I can do 1 action with my dog.
Yes.
And 1 action with my sword and another action with my sword.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I'll start with the dog.
Start with the dog.
11 plus, I don't know what.
It's on here in your new sheet. So plus 7. 18?
18.
So roll 2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2. I have to find the 4. There.
I thought it was
2d4
plus 5.
2.
Oh, you're right.
And 3, 5.
So 10 points. Sorry, you're right. So 3, 4, plus 5 is 10.
10, okay.
Yep. And then I need you to make me a strength saving throw. DQ.
Hold on.
And so whenever your dog hits, he automatically tries to trip whoever he's biting.
And what am I writing?
Strength saving throw.
No dexterity?
Nope.
Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
13.
All right, the dog tries to... dog grabs your ankle. It hurts actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
And he tries to pull it from you, but you're able to keep your footing.
Oh, okay.
It's just a DC 11. All right,
okay.
And that's your dog. So now you get your two swords.
Okay. I'll use my first sword as 11 plus. Where do I see that?
It's under your attacks, so if you go to actions.
Attack. Short sword.
Plus 7.
Plus 7. Okay, 11 plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
18.
And who are you attacking?
Whoever is the nearest me.
Deku?
Yeah! Okay.
Or you get Deku, you also get the gnome who's literally like on your back.
Your chest.
Okay, I'll hit the gnome then, because right, I think
so,
that seems more natural.
18 will, in fact...
flailing above your head?
Hit. He just reaches back, and he always remember we're punching, so he just... reaches back and punches you. Roll me a damage. He connects too.
Damage is 1d6 plus 4. Okay. 5 plus 4, 9.
So you take 9 points.
Okay.
Right? And for your bonus action, you're...
I take 9 points of damage?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
His dog did 10 to me.
And I'll try again on the...
Nope.
Right. Okay. 7 plus 7.
14, that will miss.
Yeah,
okay. By one.
Nah.
So close. All right.
Suck it, bitch.
So Tel gets a few good punches in, and his dog distracts. Oh, wait. No, that doesn't happen. All right. What's up, Akron? Chaos has ensued around you.
Yeah. And so I want to shoot my cone of fire at him and scream, "Dance, newbie, dance!"
Alright, so,
oh my god, that's hilarious!
That's gonna hit a lot more than him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knows!
This is you, right?
Yeah.
So...
15, right?
Oh yeah. That
He's going to hit everyone.
Everybody. Except the dog. So...
Look for him.
I'm glad you
spared. It's a free for all.
So I need
collateral damage, guys.
I need Deku, I need Tel, and I need Margaret to all roll dexterity saving throws.
Oh, that's a low one. 8.
And what's your DC on this?
16.
Accra?
Hold on. Don't forget your resistance to fire.
Oh. Action once per short rest. Sail a
15
foot cone.
DC 10. All right. So what did you guys get? I'm sure you made it.
I did not. I rolled a 5. I got an 8.
Oh, so you fail.
Yep. I got a fucking 8.
Wait, your dex saving throw is only plus 3?
Yeah.
It should be higher.
Oh, saving throw.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You'll take half damage.
Okay, that's why.
What'd you get, Margaret?
So
saving throws are on the left side?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about I wouldn't be wearing my breastplate on my day after you just sticking around.
You do.
We all have all.
Even though
we're assuming it's a full body.
For flavor, you don't, but for purposes of getting you used to your character, you do. So
does that mean...
You'll take half damage of whatever you take.
You still have to roll for it.
You still have to roll for it.
Okay, well, I only got a 7.
You take that, you got a what?
7.
So you fail. You'll still take half damage because of your armor.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I didn't do anything.
Well, dex save.
Okay. D20?
Mm-hmm.
11 plus...
Yeah, you'll take half damage.
Okay.
So roll me 3d6.
3d6.
Mm-hmm.
5, 1, and a 5, so
11. 11 points. So, each of you take 5.
Okay.
So.
And I can take a bonus action, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I kind of want to do one of those, like, take everyone's legs out from under them, like, kick down and kind of go in a circle. Can I do that?
You can do it to one person.
Okay.
get the newbie. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, wait, hold on, though. That was... You don't actually can't... Sorry, you have to do that as a regular action. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So I have to do, like, hand, or
mm-hmm.
can I do?
So, yeah, as a bonus action, you could take patient defense, which increases your... makes it harder for you to be hit. Or you could do step of the wind, which would let you move a second time, which probably wouldn't be great here.
Yeah, of the patient defense.
Patient defense, okay.
So I take one of the key points...
Yep, so mark yourself off as using it. You keep it.
He's really mad about that glove being there.
He's smart. He can move it.
He's so confused. No.
All right.
Checking to see if I've got the water bomb.
And when you're dodging... what it is everybody has disadvantage to attack. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, puts up Asherica. It's Rotvane, finally. Oh, did you want to move at all? If you move away from them, you'll take attacks of opportunity, so.
If I move away from them, I'll what?
They all have a chance to free attack you.
Oh, so I'll stay.
Okay. First, I roar like an angry grizzly bear and go into my rage. And then...
Akra, you recognize that sound. You're like, oh, fuck, somebody got Rotvane off.
And then I run directly at Akra, and yell, bad lizard!
And as you turn just in time to see the furry mask coming towards you. Luckily for you, you've got your arcane focus and you're concentrated, so you get disadvantage in this role.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Wow!
So
doesn't matter
that would
at all.
Be 27.
You rolled a 16 and a 17.
And the second attack.
Oh.
That one's a miss. Okay. For sure.
So you, like, nimbly dodge out of the way of one of them, but then you're just, like, just the ferocity coming at him.
Yeah.
You realize that when he's like this, it's hard to stop him.
So, 7.
You
with a longsword.
So
the Morningstar miss.
Yes. He clubs you for 7 points of damage with his furry fist.
Bad lizard.
All right, panic. Panic the trickster. Panic the only one who's out of this scrum.
I don't know the best way to do this. Actually, I think I might. I think if I go like this, I can get into a range where I can do a 30-foot cone that gets most of the people.
You can get, from back there, you can get everybody.
All right, I'm going to cast Fear on everyone.
Ah! So move around so you can get them in your cone.
Alright, how do I...
Do other people
how do I make this
cone
work? It's a 30-foot cone. I don't know how to...
But if you cast directly at Rotvane, does it protect the people in front of him?
Nope.
Okay.
So where do you want to cast it from here?
Wherever is going to get the most action.
So you're there. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, that's just perfect to catch all of them.
Good.
And then, yeah, it goes like this. So.
All right, all of you need to do a wisdom saving throw.
All right. Oh, you didn't get me.
Is that a d20 plus your wisdom?
D20 plus your wisdom.
Oh, that's a saving throw.
Yep.
You didn't get me.
And what advantage
do I do?
Just means D20 you can roll it.
Plus your wisdom saving throw.
My wisdom saving throw or just wisdom plus
throw?
Wisdom?
Your wisdom saving
says,
throw.
Like,
where is that?
It's on the left.
Wisdom against magic?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Good for you.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
I have wisdom.
Animal handling
plus.
What? Zero on saving
throw. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, plus 4. Okay. Yeah. So.
What did you get?
12 plus 4, 16.
Alright, so 16 succeeds.
12.
Fail.
20.
Succeed.
I think I'm immune to fear and rage.
That's
something.
Let's look at your features and traits. Rage. Resistant. No. I think eventually... Whoa. You might get it eventually, I think.
And that's what kind of save?
It's a wisdom.
Wisdom.
Saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay. what'd you get, Parker?
16.
You succeed. You just succeed. So who succeeded?
16.
Alright, so Rotvane and Margaret fail. When you are feared, so you guys see whatever your worst fear is projected in front of you, kind of where Panic is standing from. Mm. Alright, so on your turn, you must take the dash action and move away from you by the safest available route on each of your turns, unless there's nowhere to move. If you move somewhere where you can't see Panic, then you can make another saving throw. So, you just need to find somewhere to hide from it to get your wits back about you. Also, you drop anything you're holding.
Oh.
So I don't cling to what's-his-face in terror?
No.
No, I just fall off.
You're like, ah! And so now I'm going to ask you both a very personal question. Rotvane, what is your worst fear?
Come back to me. Let me think about that for a second.
Margaret?
Wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't it be being back in a cage?
He didn't really mind being in a cage.
I'll ask you again on your turns. Deku.
Yes?
All right, so you see Panic pop out, and she does... You've seen this before, the fear thing. She's trying to scare you. But you see through it this time.
This time. I've fallen for it before.
It's very convincing.
Yeah.
In fact, you kind of mentally pat yourself in the back for seeing through it this time.
Nice.
You're like, that bird's fucking with my head again.
Damn bird. So in that case, I am going to... How high can I jump? Can I jump above these people and go directly at her?
That is a great question. I believe you get some sort of leaping ability, don't you? Or
Maybe it's later on down the line.
It may be later on down the line.
But then you provoke an attack of opportunity. Because you're in melee range with everyone.
That's okay, though, because Akra, you succeeded, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I don't, because I'll use the bonus action to take disengage. I can do that,
Step of
right?
the Wind. So
Step of
key,
the Wind.
Spend a key point, yep.
Yep, so I'll spend a key point to use Step of the Wind. And then I will move around to get to Panic.
And could you move?
I'm the big one.
You're this guy?
Yeah, move around to get to you.
Because you can go fast.
She can go 8.
Yeah, I can go as far.
I can go far. That's pretty crazy.
So you cast your spell and suddenly Deku rolls up. Rolls up right beside you.
And then... Let's see here. Here we go. And can you only use one key point per turn?
I don't
thought so, but I could do it.
I think that's the case.
Or can you use as many key points? Because Matt used to. Matt used to add stunning strikes multiple times.
There's nothing that says you can't. It's just, you know, you're limited by, like, how many bonus actions and stuff like that. So you can use a second key point.
Okay.
If it's something you can do.
Okay, so but that would be a bonus action. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I still have 2 attacks.
Yep.
So I will use... are you resistant to magic?
I don't know.
No.
How do I find that out?
No? Okay.
It'd be under
would
your...
That be
it'd
under
be your defenses right there at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Defenses.
Nope. Okay. So I will cast Radiant Sunbolt at you twice.
Funny thing is, she didn't even need to roll up on you, but she wanted to anyway.
I didn't want to hit anybody else, because I know who's doing this. Mm-hmm. So the first one's an 18 to hit.
If that hits, yes.
And the second one's a 12 to hit.
That's just not.
Okay, so one of them hits, and it's a 1d6. So 6. 6 points of damage.
How do I mark that off?
Alright, so you should see in the upper right, like a box next to your hit points. You can, like, enter hit points, a number into, and then you can hit the damage button below.
And then I will also... Can I use patient defense and spend the key point now so I can use it on my next turn?
Patient defense is a bonus action. Believe.
Yeah,
I was doing that.
I thought you could use it for your next turn. Okay.
It lasts until your next turn. So you use it, and then people have disadvantage against you until your next turn.
Well, because I thought, because Matt, I've heard him use it before, he'd take patient defense, and then he'd use the dodge action as his reaction between turns, is what he would do.
Maybe he didn't do that right.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood, too. That's
Yeah, so the dodge action is just an action you take on your turn normally.
Okay.
But so you can do it as a bonus action instead of a standard action.
Uh-huh.
And just, yeah, it just gives people disadvantage to attack you.
Okay.
So.
Alright.
That's my turn. Okay. Puts up Margaret. Margaret, what do you see appear in place of panic? What makes you panic at the sight of panic?
A future where I'm married to Virgil, the son of the local insurance salesperson.
His name is Virgil?
Virgil.
Virgil.
And he's dressed all in beige,
mm-hmm.
and I'm dressed all in beige, and he's 2 feet shorter than me, and we have, like, 12 kids, and I only read, like, The Economist magazine.
Oh, God. You painted a beautiful picture here. So you look over, and standing there is Virgil with his beige wedding tux on, and your clutch of children. And he says, honey, I'm home! Come here, give me a smooch!
And then we'll play euchre.
And we'll play euchre, and then we'll do our nightly husband and wife duties.
Duties.
At which point, you panic.
So what I want to do, and you can tell me if I can do this.
Yeah.
Is I want to scramble back up to Ellie and then launch myself into the tree.
Nice.
You can't move closer.
Oh, you can't get closer.
That's the one way.
Oh, can't get closer.
But like you could launch yourself into the bush.
Yeah, there's bushes
you
over
have
here.
To run in the closest safe avenue away from me.
Okay. So.
You definitely hide.
If I can, I'm going to scramble up
yep.
the nearest tall thing and then launch myself into the bush. There's safety in the bush.
All right, so you. Tony, you just feel like she's kind of. She had her hands wrapped around you as she was attacking you, and you just feel her rippling muscle. She's very strong. She just pushes up off your shoulders, kind of kicks off your back, and does a tumbling flip back into those bushes. And since you are obscured from her, I'll let you roll a wisdom save. So roll d20 and add your...
Yeah. I've got too many D&D Beyond tabs open. I have advantage. I really don't need it because I have 0 on a wisdom save. What do I need?
Add your wisdom save. It's under your
zero.
Oh, so what'd you get?
16.
That's a tease.
Okay, because I was gonna use a lucky luck point.
Well, you can't use luck and advantage, right?
You can.
Oh, okay.
That's a lucky advantage.
It's a lucky advantage. All right. So you're fine at the end of your turn. So you realize, wait, goddamn it, panic! It is. It's the same thing every time, but you keep falling for it. It's so rooted in you that you don't want this to happen. All right, Tell, you're up.
Okay.
You're still up, somehow.
Barely.
You lost your gnome backpack.
Maybe it's my deodorant or something. She suddenly ran away. Okay, so I can do a spell as one of my actions.
Yep.
Is that right?
If you do that, you don't get to do the sword. So
I don't have a second action at all?
Nope, it's just a spell.
Well, can he do the sword and then the spell?
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure you can only do the second weapon if you're doing a weapon with your first weapon.
Okay. So. Right.
No, what I'm saying is do the weapon and then get the second attack as a spell.
No.
Okay.
No, extra attack just lets you have another whack.
Okay.
Can I move? I can't do a move.
Yeah, you can.
You move.
As my second action?
You can move action in it anyway, so.
Okay. So, for my first action, I'll do the cure wounds on myself.
Okay.
I think that's 2d8, on the. So if I do it as a second level spell,
yeah.
I do a 2d8 plus 4.
All right, so go ahead and roll.
So I regain 2d8 plus 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that. One is 7.
Nice.
Yeah, lucky. The other is 6.
Nice.
That's very good.
13 plus 4.
Yeah.
So
17 hit points
17
back.
17 hit points back. Not Damn. Bad. Okay, I'll run away now.
All right, so that was your action. Then you run...
Okay, 17.
That's nice.
Okay. So I just run. Okay.
So move yourself your 30 feet.
Okay.
So 6 squares.
I will move in the direction of Margaret.
Into the bushes? I'm in a bush.
Why not?
He's coming to attack. He's a ranger.
Each of those bush squares counts as 2 squares.
Okay, so I get here? Yeah. Is that? Okay. Okay, that's me.
So, so Tal just sort of... you actually all see this. You didn't know this. You could do this. You see him, like, cast something and, like, a shimmering... I'm imagining it's your magical effect is kind of the same color as your wings, like this glittery... This glittery sort of magic enters himself, and he just kind of dashes over to the bushes after Margaret. Acra?
Wish I had used fire to burn down the bush.
That would have made Priya very upset. Those are her heirloom tomatoes, she'll have you know.
She's already going to be grumpy in the center of bushes.
And in fact, from her safe perch that she's watching this from, she's like, out of my tomatoes!
So I've got the dog next to me, and I've also got...
Rot Vane. Full Fury and Spittlestick.
Right, Rot Vane. He totally, like, just... He pretty much, like, bopped me on the nose and said...
Bad
like,
lizard.
Bad lizard. So I want to... do I have to do one of my actions before I use a key point, or...
No.
Okay. So I want to... wasn't there one where they could be, like...
Stunned? Yeah, you can do a stunning strike.
Stunning strike. It's at the very bottom.
And you don't have to use your key point until you hit. So you can try hitting first.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't spend it so that you don't waste it.
Yeah, so I'll do the stunning strike.
Well, roll it. So just roll your attack first.
Hit.
No, fail. All right, but okay, so it's your first attack. You get a second attack with your... because you have extra attacks, so you get 2 attacks.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll your second attack. I don't think that's going to do it either. No. Ravane, what's your AC when you're raging?
17.
Yeah, no. All right, so now you get your bonus unarmed attack.
Okay.
So roll that. Look under your actions.
What did you yell when you were attacking the newbie? Did I yell anything?
Somebody yelled something like, take it, newbie, or...
Oh, plus 6?
Yeah. Dance, newbie, dance.
So 23.
I can't catch fire at him.
So roll d6 plus 3.
5.
So you take 5 points of damage, and you're resistant, because so you take 2. Would you like to make this a stunning strike?
Yeah.
So spend a key point. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw, Rot Vane, which there's a good chance he'll succeed at this just because it's...
his con's like 20, right?
16. So 7.
Yeah, 7 total?
Yeah, it wasn't a good roll.
You're stunned.
That sucks, man.
So
I was going to run away.
Yeah, you have to run.
So it doesn't matter.
So you try bopping him with like your fists, and he's just like, he's just not taking it. So you draw forth the arcane power. And just straight to the solar plexus. And even with his rage and fury, he's just like... and is just standing there, mystically stunned. Anything
Does
else
that
you want
to
do?
He can't run on his turn?
He can't run. He can't do anything.
For one round?
I've already written a song about Rot Vane.
Yeah, until the end of her next turn.
I drool.
So what else can I do?
You could spend another key point to do Flurry of Blows. And get 2 more unarmed attacks against them, which would both have advantage. You could run. You could attack the dog.
Not yet.
We haven't reached that point yet.
No, he's left me alone for the most part. I think I'll just get out of there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How far can I go?
You can move up to 8 squares. Ravi, do you want your dog to take an opportunity attack?
No, actually, no. All right. No.
So, you can look?
So far, since he's not been attacked, I'll
Let him be.
Oh, no, it's her that's moving on.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8. I'm not going to be in the bushes, but I'm going to be close enough.
Okay. Puts up Ratbag. You're stunned.
I drool.
You drool. Puts up Panic.
Okay. As my bonus action, because I can do that at any point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What exactly did you... Oh, dance, newbie dance. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to give Bardic Inspiration to Tell and sing, Dance, newbie dance!
All right. So, what's your Bardic Inspiration at? Is it a D8 now?
How do I check that?
If you look under your features and traits, it'll tell you right next to it. You say Bardic Inspiration and it'll have a
D8. Yes. You can add it to an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. And you can also do it for when you're attacking, you can add it to the number of weapon damage. Or when someone hits you, you can add it to your AC because I have combat inspiration.
Right. So, give yourself like actually, let's see. I'm gonna do this just so you remember that you have it. You get the big yellow Bardic Inspiration die.
Yeah.
I'm actually. Ooh, I'm gonna get a giant one.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like Alicia probably has one.
What do I do?
Alicia goes to
so this you just
dice.
Hold on to this anytime. Okay. Anytime after you. Make,
that's gotta
oh,
be
that's
a
D8. 20.
That's be a D8. Anytime.
I have a giant D12.
Anytime. So anytime you roll a die and you're not sure if it's good enough, you can spin this to add. You can roll that die and add it to your die roll, and then it goes away. So you can use it once.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So pretty much, you just hold on to it until you get a roll that you want to make better.
Okay.
And it can be an attack roll, it can be an ability check, it can be a saving throw, or it can even be weapon damage, because she's...
Special.
Special. Huh? Alright, Deku.
Oh. I'm going to attack...
Oh, that was just my bonus action.
Oh, sorry,
no,
that's just
my bonus
action.
I haven't had my action yet.
Sorry.
So my action is going to be casting Dissonant Whispers at Deku at a level 3. Which, I whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of my choice within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain. It must make a wisdom saving throw.
So what Nickelback song do you want to use for
this? What's the DC? I don't want to know about Nickelback. What's the DC?
My DC in general?
Yeah.
Is...
I think it's 14, right? Or 16?
Yes, 14.
14.
Oh! You don't add anything to it, right?
Sorry about you, Ben.
Right.
I rolled 21.
Well, that just means you take half damage.
But it doesn't, like, stun me or anything, right? No. The extra effects don't happen. No. That's the important part. I'll take the damage.
I feel safe it takes 3d6. And you must use your reaction, so the thing that you would use to cast has opportunity attacks, to run... as far away from her as your speed will allow you to.
Even though
even though you
made the save?
Oh, no, you made the save. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you take half as much. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I was looking for 5d6.
Wait, 3.
She cast it at a higher level.
I cast it at a higher level. Yes. So, that's 12, 14, plus 6, 20. So you take 10 points of damage.
In your head, you just hear, let the bodies hit the floor.
No, it is Caitlin. It would be, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, really with.
And DQ's just like, that's going to be stuck in my head all day. Maybe I should murder this bird for real.
The bird is about to get murdered.
Do you do anything else on your turn, Banner?
I think I just have an action and a bonus action. So.
You can move.
Oh, I can move.
But
yes.
You'll provoke an attack of opportunity from her.
Okay.
Because you can't outrun her.
Yeah, you can't outrun this bitch. You can't outrun this turtle. Which is even funnier. Sorry.
Do you sometimes race against rabbit folk? Just be like, oh, fuck you.
What are you talking about? Who's faster now?
I think what I will do... knowing that she's going to chase me anyways, is run in such a manner so that I go by vein, so then maybe he gets an attack of opportunity, because I know... I don't know.
Well, I'll get an attack of opportunity,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's going to take it anyway.
Okay.
So go ahead and move yourself.
And an opportunity attack has to be an unarmed strike?
No, it can be an arm strike. It has to be like a basic attack.
Okay. I can't use any key points.
Whatever.
Okay. I'll use my short sword.
Mm-hmm.
For a 19 to hit?
That hits.
Okay, 1d6. Oh, for 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Margaret?
Wait, isn't it my turn?
Oh, sorry, Deku, I skipped you, sorry.
I was going to say.
You were doing stuff, so I
yeah.
just...
Yeah. So, where's the bird at?
Right there.
I'm going after that bird. So, if you would move me, please.
Okay.
Am I going to provoke?
No, because he is drooling.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, he's still stunned.
As you walk by, you look at him and you just stay, and you're like, oh, fuck. Acro punched him again.
I'm going to attack the bird.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the bird?
Bird.
Bird is the word. Also, you could soul strike her from where you were standing, too. You don't have to move to her.
I like moving.
Okay.
Doesn't take away from anything if I move,
no,
right?
Not at all.
And if Rotvane wakes up, I'm going to be more than happy to fight him too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use my short sword again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use if I hit, I'm going to use stunning strike. So 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
So I'll use the stunning strike as well.
Make a Constitution saving throw.
For me.
And that
yep.
is
what do I add to it? Anything?
Just whatever it says for your con save. It's in the box under your stats.
Okay, so Constitution, the plus whatever.
One down. There's a box that says saving throws. It's right near the top.
Plus zero.
For
yes,
zero. So 16.
That'll make it.
Oh, you make it, yeah, because it's DC 14.
Mm-hmm.
But you do take 4 points. Or, I'm sorry, 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then for my second attack, let's go with a radiant sun bolt. Because why not? Aww. Thirteen to hit.
Nope.
So if the attack fails, can I not use the extra attack as a radiant sun bolt?
No, you can.
So I could still do two more radiant sun bolts as my bonus action.
Yep.
Okay.
It's basically a flurry of blows.
Can I just roll them at the same time?
Yep.
Can I roll them one at a time?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So two more radiant sun bolts come at you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! They both fucking fail. Well, bullshit. God damn it.
It's a very small bird.
I love some shitty rolling right there.
Anything else you're doing?
No.
All right, Margaret, you're up, and then Tully will be on deck.
Okay. Who cast the terror spell?
Me.
Panic.
The bird. But you lost the fear.
Yeah.
So
if you're closer, I'd probably attack you.
Yeah.
But I'll finish off this noob instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, the noob obviously wants some. He came to you, so
yeah.
you should oblige him.
All right, come and get it, Sparkles. And I climb back up you to punch you in the head again. Um. 17 hits, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
We're doing short sword damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Math all of a sudden. 6.
Hmm.
6
points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna punch you in the head again, but probably not hit. I'm gonna use a luck point and reroll.
Nice.
Okay. And roll even worse, motherfuck.
Well, you use the higher of the two results when you do luck.
Okay,
so.
Well, shit. What is that, 11?
No.
Yeah.
And in your third attack?
I'm trying to punch him in the head again. 12?
No.
I don't remember what your name is.
Alright.
So, basically, wham!
He's acquitting himself well. Tell Europe.
I still lost 6 points.
Yep. Tell Europe, and then Accra, you'll be next.
Okay. Am I okay to use my wings and fly away if I needed to?
You've used your wings today already.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why you
I
fell.
Shall use my short sword twice. I can do that twice, right?
Three times.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do
How
that.
How are you going to stab someone who's on your head?
Very carefully.
Like this.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You're flavorfully up there, but mechanically he still gets... You're technically in front of him, so he's...
Okay, I think I'll use my...
He's just sort of like batting at you at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that. Okay. Huh.
No.
Two. That's 16 plus
7.
7. 23.
That'll hit.
That's a 1d6 plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 2 plus 4, 6.
Alright, now your third attack? This is your bonus action?
Yeah.
So that's 6 damage for me?
That's a 6 okay. plus 7, 13.
Nope.
Okay, so just a 6 damage for you.
Yep. So you guys exchange some 6 point damages to each other?
Yeah.
Accra?
So they're still in the bushes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the tomatoes. The heirloom tomatoes.
They just can't stay in the bushes forever. I'm going to do an unarmed strike on Toe.
Alright, so move up next to him. You could have done it not in the tomatoes, Priya says from above.
Not my maters!
Alright, so roll your attacks. Alright. So you get 2 attacks with your first action. These are with your short swords or whatever you're using.
14 plus whatever I'm using,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So I was going to do unarmed strike, so it's 20.
That hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
And damage is 1d6
mm-hmm.
plus 3. 4.
Alright, and then your second attack?
So
and
4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And then my second attack... yeah, we'll get him again.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So...
Right. And then as a bonus action, you get a free unarmed attack as part of your bonus action.
Okay.
Or you could do Flurry of Blows.
Mm-hmm. You choose to? Yep. Flurry of Blows will let you make 3 attacks instead.
3? I thought it was only 2.
It's, I think it's 2 in addition to your free one.
Oh, real?
Yeah, I think so. I was just reading about it. So I'll do the Flurry of Blows, so I get 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
Another 1.
Miss.
And 15 plus 6. So 21. Right?
That'll hit, yeah.
And then D6. So, 9.
Ooh.
Oh.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to 3. Okay.
And Raven, you're back up.
Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The object of my fear, which I've decided is like ghosts and phantoms, did it move when the Kenku moved, or is it still in the spot where she originally cast? Whatever the
fear
thing was that I saw, would it
oh.
basically follow her?
No, it stays, I think it stays with her, yeah.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Yeah, it says a move away from me. You are able to do a wisdom saving throw on your turn, though, right?
No, only if
you
can't see you.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, you're
yeah.
still frightened.
So I
ran away.
He dashed.
And as you start running away, you hear a loud whistle. Come from Priya. Like, she actually pulled out a whistle and blows it, which all of you realize is her no-nonsense means of making you stop.
She's like, all right, that was a good game, y'all. Good
but we
game.
All get, like, one more syrup to just punch it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and we'll wait for Colleen to get back.
I feel like Deku hears it happen and then reaches out and swipes for the bird's leg. Fear thing.
Yeah, And yeah, I guess it is only two eyes looking at it.
Two what?
So you it gets nice to make two attacks, not three.
Yeah, it's your bonus action.
You either get one bonus attack or two bonus attacks.
Yeah.
What were you waiting for?
Oh, just you to get back.
Okay. Well, but now everyone else left.
Everyone's left. We'll take a little break. Refill your stuff. Use the rest. We'll be back in a moment.
Go. Can I get some bonus?
Yeah, she did drop a feather in the scuffle.
Oh, no.
So Rotman was curious if she dropped, panicked, dropped a feather in the scuffle. And she did.
Are there any carrots or,
I didn't want to...
That's not... Oh, that is carrots.
Yeah. All right. So, do you take one of the feathers from the ground?
I am definitely going to attempt to run over there and grab a feather and show it to her and shove it in my pillow. Because I know she cast the fear thing.
Also, you find the piglet is perfectly safe. You're not sure why Akra ripped it up or how she fixed it so quick, but there it is.
Hey, Rodvane, good fight.
Yeah.
I wrote a song for you. Rodvane, the ineffective giant, was a super drooly dude. All of the other fighters could kick his ass any time.
Your time's coming.
Oh, bring it, big man.
Well, as much of a bloodbath as this would be, time to put the talons back into their sheaths for now. And let's get serious about training, shall we? Alright, so, you guys spend the next month. So this was kind of flashback to Tell's first day. So you spend the next month training with Tell, and as you guys quickly figured out from the fight with him, yeah, he actually... isn't a pushover, and has the chops to stick it out with the crew.
Okay.
He doesn't try to murder Rotvane and thus get murdered in return, and he doesn't run away screaming from your constant in sniping and fighting and playing.
Did you say 5 months later?
No, it was just 1 month later. Alright, so, it is a month later, and just for brevity's sake, and since we just did a really long fight, I'm not going to do a second immediate fight.
Okay.
So, a month later, you guys are in the arena, the very familiar to you Rakat Arena, where you guys have been fighting, and you guys are just putting the finishing moves on a towering Brontosaurus.
A Brontosaurus?
Yes. The strange four-legged giant lizard creature that they brought in.
Is it intelligent? Wait, we're killing it?
As you guys strike the finishing move, blow, the Brontosaurus falls over dead and then shrinks back into its elven form.
Oh, okay. So it was an elf first.
It was like a polymorphed.
Oh, okay.
A polymorphed creature.
Was it that way at the beginning?
Yes, you guys. So you guys knew that this was
okay. It wasn't someone trapped that way.
No, it was. It's a way to do a fight without actually killing something. It's a very humane, way of doing like a monster in a pit fight.
I'm confused. Yeah. The thing was dead already.
So polymorph creatures. So some creatures can turn into other creatures, and when that creature that they've turned into dies, they revert back to their normal form.
And alive?
Alive.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So the second question is, was this person, did they polymorph themselves?
Yes.
Or they forced to polymorph?
No, this was an exhibition fight.
This was his choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, which gets me to the point of he's laying there, he kind of picks himself back up, brushes himself off, comes over to you guys, and claps the closest one of you on the back and just says, "Oh, that was a great fight. Oh. I thought I had you there with my, you know, 2-ton frame and..."
Oh, my balls are still in one piece.
That they are, Bert. That they are.
Delightful. This is going to just be delightful.
The crowds in the stands, there's some appreciation, there's some clapping and some cheering. And now there's the sounds of people drunkenly vacating their seats and... leaving.
I haven't heard my song yet. Shit, I gotta go get my fiddle.
Priya comes over, she's like, "You know, I told them to wait for your song, and then they just did this."
I will go get my fiddle right now, and unless something important is gonna happen, I run off to get my fiddle.
You run off and get your fiddle. Anyway, she says, great fight there. That's quite the creature you turned yourself into. And he says, yeah, yeah. He says, saw a picture of it in the book and did some, had a friend do some scrying for me. And apparently these things are still around in the world.
Right, I'm gonna be super obnoxious and start singing, but by that time, like, everybody's gone, so I'm in
all you start singing, Rotvane,
and then I realize everyone's gone, so I'm really pissy, but then I come back and join the conversation. To avoid plot holes where Margaret wasn't in the conversation.
He says, apparently, that's mine, though.
Die.
You lost it anyway. It's the Bardic Inspiration die. We've been trying to figure out the location, because obviously we'd like to study these creatures, but, you know, scrying only tells you so much, and I haven't met a wizard crazy enough to teleport there blindly yet, so someday, maybe.
Yeah, Brontosaurus, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And the one who would is 500 years dead. 20 years dead. Mm-hmm. Is 20 years in the future?
It's 50 years.
50?
Mm-hmm.
She's probably not dead. She's really old.
Where do you say these things are?
He says they couldn't find it. Like, he saw a description of them. A wizard managed to find one, like, magically, like, through scrying means. But the scrying doesn't actually reveal the location. All he knows is it's huge. It's in a jungle somewhere. And, you know, to try to teleport there blindly, like, just on the seat, but just seeing the creature's location would be not
suicide.
Would be not a great idea. You could end up in any jungle anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sounds like a great idea to me.
Sounds like a future plot hook. Maybe, I don't
remember.
Anyway, she says, great turnout tonight. Let's divvy up. And she says, dinner's on me and some important things to discuss over dinner.
Yeah, like how to get people to stay for my music.
Mm-hmm.
Right, better.
Anyway, so at this point, as the crowd's leaving, she kind of looks and then, unconcentrates, and so she's much older than you guys, and so, like, her skin, which would look youthful and bright, just kind of sags back to its normal thing. The shiny kind of magical glitter of her robe dulls a bit. And she, so you guys kind of gather your things, clean up, talk more with this druid. Does anybody have any, like, conversation they want to have with the opposing fighter other than just meaningless congratulations and stuff like that? Or?
Margaret, the unappreciated genius, was a very sad bard, 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 bard.
Hey, I was curious about how you turned into that big creature. That's a pretty great trick. I think people were pretty impressed by that. How can I do that?
Oh, he says, he says, well, it's actually very, very easy, he says. What you need to do is you need to go straight into the woods, shed all your mortal possessions, and become one with nature. He says, do that for about 20 or 30 years, and you can commune with nature, and you can bend it to your will.
I got a couple weeks. What can I do with that?
Well, a couple of weeks and 6 gold pieces would get you 6 gold pieces and a waste of a few weeks if you could do that.
Just bone him already!
What? Nah. Too much time. I'm sure I can figure out some other trick that'll
make sense. Nah, you smell too clean.
Thanks.
Says, I like a mossy lady.
I'll take that as a compliment.
He says, anyway, if you guys are ever in the woods outside the city, he says, light some sage and look for me. He says, where's my name for him? Erdan.
What is it?
Erdan, E-R-D-A-N.
And he's what?
He's an elven druid. Obviously, powerful enough to turn into a Brontosaurus. And with that, He says, I've got some plants I need tending to, if you catch my meaning.
Bad lizard!
I agree.
I think she's talking about you, and he...
Nope.
Nope's off.
Well, that was an interesting fight.
Priya says, yes, he put on quite the show.
Oh, you saw his moves.
This is so entertaining.
She says, I'm not sure what you're talking about. However, dinner at Wild Wanderers is on me tonight. Wild Wanderers is a very fancy restaurant in town. Very expensive and well outside the normal price range of Priya, who, well, the benefactor of this, is normally kind of a frugal person.
Yeah, why are you being so nice to us? What are you going to do? What's wrong?
Great things are afoot. Keep working on your fiddle. That's a great song.
Is this because of your tomatoes?
You mention the tomatoes? She's going to buy us a really nice dinner, why? And now she's going to say no because you mentioned tomatoes.
Why is she being so nice?
She just forgot about the tomatoes.
No, she obviously hasn't because she's going to poison us at a fancy restaurant.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm not going to poison you over the loss of my beautiful and wasted heirloom tomatoes.
Oh yeah, she totally over it, doesn't she, huh?
She's probably stopped talking about it, and then you brought it up again!
Alright, so each of you get, for your part of the take, each of you get 25 gold pieces. Also, everybody has 100 gold pieces just in general on top of that, so...
Should we go back up to our top hit points?
Oh, yeah. You guys click the long rest button on the top of your...
Long rest?
Okay. Yep, long rest. You guys are all back to your full.
Okay.
So we had 100 and we add what?
25. So it just had 125 gold pieces to
where
you.
Where is that? Is that equipment?
Yes. If you go to...
Equipment, inventory?
Equipment. And there's actually a currency button.
You're right.
On that, it doesn't look like you can click it. You can click
it.
Okay.
So and you can go to 125.
Yep. Add 125. So if you go to the bottom, there's just a little thing under the gold. Type 125 there. Type add.
Oh, you started at what, 5?
I think you all started a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Wait, I'm confused.
Oh.
Let me see your.
I said I had 15.
Yep.
You had 15.
Just
click in the gold.
No. 100,
right?
It said I had 15, but he just told us that we all had
100. You started
100. Oh, no, I'm giving you an additional 100 to start with.
So,
wait a minute. So we're adding that.
So whatever you had before, add
125.
I don't know how much I have.
That's
different. How much do you have?
Mine said 15.
It's whatever you start with. So you 15, so just click add.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm off to the side signing autographs.
Why is my
better
hit points to the left?
By signing autographs, you mean dipping your paw in like an ink?
So
and just
when I do the long rest, I thought I would go back to.
You have to hit confirm or you know.
Did I not do that?
Yeah.
Take long rest and then
confirm. I don't know what. No way.
Okay, that makes sense.
So someone doesn't hit the wrong button and costs gazillions of dollars in the websites to go down.
Well, it's also so you don't hit that button. You're like, oh shit, I didn't mean to hit that. Oh shit, and I don't remember what hit points I was at before.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody figured out how to use long rest and how to add gold to your sheets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Rotvane, somebody actually like holds up like a, maybe like a 5-year-old child and you just like, dip your paw and put it on his head, and he's just like, yeah!
Oh, please tell me a busty woman presents herself.
I mean, I wasn't going to go there, but I'm going there, yeah.
Yeah, like, now we're there.
Kind of a tall furball is just like, hey. You're
nice.
You just gotta give the public what they want.
Mm-hmm. So after about an hour of cleaning up and make glad handing with the fans and all that stuff, you guys find yourself. The company has its own like carriage with the glam logo on the side of it.
Hashtags.
And then another cart behind it that carries your equipment. There's a couple of there's a pair of dwarves that actually drive the carts. They're employees here too. They don't get, you know, they don't get out much into the fighting pits or anything like that. But they're hired hands. You all know who they are and all that stuff. There's two of them. The lady is named Nora. And the guy's named Rurik.
Spell?
R-U-R-I-K. So they're the two coach drivers, and well, you guys are glad heading with the fans. They're busy, like, chucking spears into the back of the cart.
We have roadies.
We do.
And they also get invited out to dinner with you guys, too. So you eventually find yourself at Wild Wander. Wild Wander is a fancy restaurant establishment. Housed in what used to be a galleon.
Cool.
Because if you didn't read your little description, the Rakad is known as the City of a Thousand Ships. And most of the city, especially the older parts of the city, are made out of old boats. The city itself is built on a bunch of islands and the mouth of the river. So it's covered with bridges and boats, old boats that used to be places. The fighting pits are kind of outside of town, kind of in more stable land. But yeah, you guys find yourselves heading into Old Town, into the old galleon known as the Wild Wander. You guys are escorted to a private room, where you find a fine selection of wines waiting for you already.
Okay. This is making me suspicious. But...
Oh, hella.
I mean, why?
Because they think they don't deserve nice things.
Or we know... Priya doesn't waste money. Priya's
got a job for us. She's buttering us up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she finally realizes that we're special and we deserve these things.
Oh, you keep thinking that we have some more wine.
It's terrible.
You drank your juice, Shelby.
Alright, so you guys get seated in there. All eight of you, six of you plus the two hands. There's a chair for Priya, and then there's also another chair there.
Is it a fancy chair?
As fancy as the rest of them, but there are fancy chairs. As you actually are going into the restaurant, somebody actually yells, "Rod Vang, love your fight!"
Okay, I just found the spicy hummus. That was definitely not the spicy hummus
I had
earlier.
Which one is it?
It's the orange one.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Lighter orange.
Colors. And somebody hushes him and says, "That's just a fancy establishment." all right, so you guys are poured wine. You actually waited upon. And after a few minutes, Priya comes in and says, "Dinner's on its way." And she comes in, and standing behind her, you see a stout woman, dwarf. She's got kind of dark black skin, kind of bushy black hair, and she is dressed in very fancy noble clothes. And she says, "Everybody, I'd like you to meet somebody." She says, "This here is Gurdis."
Spell?
G-U-R-D-I-S.
I gesture to Rotvane and say, "If he tries to mate with you, just say stop."
Gurdis looks at you puzzled for a second and just says, "That's sagely advice. I will remember that." And she kind of looks at you, Rotvane, and raises an eyebrow.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are just laughing.
"That's not how bugbears mate."
I'm afraid.
And she writes down that sentence. Oh my god, it's so great! We're gonna have to get you a book.
Anyway, she's both her and Priya are put. Priya just sort of chuckles nervously. She's like, "That's panic." She's hilarious. Anyway, so she has a seat. Gerda says, "Pleased to meet you all." She says, I represent a fighting organization out of Melange. She says, the city on the edge of civilization, for those of you that read your pamphlets.
And Jujuyero Desert.
Yes. She says, I watched you all fight that Brontosaurus creature, or whatever it was, tonight. And I think a lot of you have a razzle-dazzle that would be required. Take this show on the road. Priya says, that's right. We're finally at full strength with the addition of Tell. And Tell, might I say, you did fantastic this evening. Deployed the wings at exactly the right moment for the dramatic narrative flourish that this fight needed. She says, Gertis wants to finance a tour for the lot of you. She says, through each of the other 11 cities of the Free Cities.
Hmm.
That's right, a full country tour, she says. Gertis will be paying the fees to get you into the arenas. We'll be splitting the box. Obviously, that's where her financial comes in. She's hoping that the spectacle in Melange will be a big bash. We're thinking perhaps a multi-tiered event, maybe even some sort of competition with other mercenary troops. And she says, yes, and we'll, of course, negotiate the terms with each of the arenas and all the other cities. She says, from here to Melange, back again, she says. We're even talking about going to a car, she says. Not a lot of troops have played in the car. I think you'll do fantastically there.
Who's talking right now? Priya
this is,
or Gertis?
This is Priya. Gertis is a small one. Gertis nods and says, yes, I think, if you all do as well as you did tonight, I think this would be a profitable venture for all of us. Priya says, so, what do you think? Obviously, if you're not willing to do it, I'm not going to force it upon you. You know, I value your independence and my troop at all times, but...
Put fuck yes on this application.
Who would we be fighting? Other professionals?
Other professionals?
No slaves, no prisoners, no animals that have been captured.
She says, that is how we like to do things, yes. She says, we haven't negotiated the terms with all the cities, but we'll be pushing hard for that.
Hmm.
Is there room in this for a musical act?
That's none of your business.
Fight me, feathers.
That's getting written.
String.
She says, yes, I believe that having the lot of you play as a musical group would go over splendidly as some pre- or after-show entertainment.
Mm.
Oh, yes, you all are such a great group. You're so strong together. I'm sure there'll be room in there for solos and all that stuff.
Are these deathmatch or exhibition?
We're pushing for exhibitions. We can't... Obviously, we can turn down any fight we want. She says, but it'll depend on the city. And she says there might also be a chance for some mercenary work in there as well. Obviously, you all have the right... I'm not going to force any of you to fight.
If there's a city, and they have slaves, and we decide to do something about it, what kind of consequences would that have?
Well, it would depend on who owns the slaves, and...
But if we took care of them, too?
Glory would be in it for us.
That'd be the consequences. We think, but the slavers, they don't think that.
She says slavery is frowned upon in the Free Cities. She says,
Even in Tabor?
Yeah. Everything's legal in Tabor. But...
Having just watched Hamilton, I love you.
Mm-hmm. She says, but in most of the cities, yes, it's very frowned upon.
I have a fairly much.
We just watched it
last night.
Question.
Watched it?
On video.
I've got it on my Plex.
In Rakar, right?
What's that?
We are in Rakar, right?
Yeah, Rakar.
And...
So if you look at your map, you're in like the northwestern corner of the area.
Yeah, I'm looking at the population, and Bronzeport is the only other big city, bigger than Rakard. I'm wondering if all these tiny cities can be
business. Obviously the crowd size will vary. She says,
But what about the purses? Would they also vary?
Of course they would vary. The terms will vary from city to city, she said.
But we'll split the box, right?
Yes.
We'll evenly split the...
Gertis will get half, and we'll split the rest among the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it makes sense...
Normal shares, as we normally do.
If it makes sense to visit all 12 cities or just the...
It's a prime plot book!
It's a what?
It's a plot book!
Gertis says, look, I could pay to have you all go to Malanga... And Bronzeport, she says, but if we're going to go all the way to Malanga, we might as well stop on the other cities on the way.
Okay. And I mean, Rodbane already has a following here. By the time we get to Malanga, they'll probably be like roadies.
She says, look at this. If you don't perform in these cities on the way, you're going to have to pay for...
Groupies.
You're going to have to pay for inns, you're going to have to pay for food, you're going to have to pay for supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And then your money's going to drain out quickly. Mm-hmm. But by performing in each of the cities, and this is not the girl's talking, but by performing in each of the cities... Instead of losing money on the trip, we're making money on the trip. She says, yes. I mean, could we cut a car out? Yes. But think about how few performances are in a car. You would be very famous in a car. All 600 or so people would know you.
Okay.
All right. Money, adventure, babes, fortune, glory...
I mean, this is why I signed up.
There are so many songs in this. I'm gonna be so famous. Adventure, bitches! Write that down, Sarah.
This is apparently gonna become a thing.
It's a thing already. It's the most delightful thing so far.
She says, she looks at all of you, so are you all in? Is it unanimous?
I'm in.
Might as well.
I don't care.
Nora, Rorik, you two in? They're like, what the fuck else are we gonna do? Sit around and tend to your heirloom tomatoes? Fuck no.
Fist bump.
He gives you a nod and bump under the table.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ryan?
Sounds good.
Good enough for me.
Alright.
Does Priya come?
Oh, of course. You need me to do the announcements? I'm the ringleader. I gotta do the razzle dazzle.
Do the razzle dazzle.
Well.
Sword and dagger.
She's trying to make up a song.
Work on that on the trip, hun. Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, she says, "Ritz, raise a glass." Tell you all of us.
Raise
a glass to freedom.
Raise a glass to fighting. Kicking ass and fighting.
She says, I think this will be a most excellent tour and a wonderful adventure.